This is the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour, the morning edition. Up next is your Ed Serwin Cattle Report, brought to you by Mr. Kerry Martin, a part of the Texas Farm Bureau Network.
Good morning, I'm Kerry Martin with a look at the cattle markets on 710 AM and 97.5 FM, KGNC. We'll kick things off with a look at yesterday's futures market trade. We traded both sides of unchanged, but on the close, we ended up mostly lower. Lower across the board on live cattle and mostly lower on the feeder cattle market. August live cattle down 47, 139.75. The October down 70, 143.80. December live cattle down 90 cents at 149.72. Feeder cattle lower on all except the nearby August. It was up 30 cents, 179.92. The deferred contracts lower. September down 37 at 183 even. October feeder cattle down 40 cents, 185.60. Cash fed cattle market last week saw 100,017 head sold. Another big week on the cash cattle trade, and we had higher money. Here in Texas, we topped out at 140 on a live basis. That's as much as 450 higher compared to the previous week's averages. Up north, we saw sales from 145 to 149 on a live basis, 230 to 235 on the rail. Slaughter last week, 647,000 head. That's down from the previous week's 651,000, but it is up from the same week a year ago, which was 636,000 head. Boxed beef Monday was higher. Choice up 14 cents at 263.51. Select up 22 cents, 239.81. Let's check the feed markets now. The corn market in a weather market right now. This time of year, as that Midwest corn crop is developing, we tend to trade mostly weather. That was the case yesterday as a cool and wetter forecast for the Western Corn Belt came out. That pressured prices lower. September corn dropped 13 cents yesterday, 626 and three quarters. December corn down 14 cents at 628 and a quarter. Soybean meal was also lower. September meal down 12.50 at 452.20 a ton. October soybean meal down 12.70 at 410.60 a ton. Now let's check the auction barns. No report again this week out of Dalhart, so we'll head down to Tulia. Tulia Livestock Auction selling 1,372 head last week. Yearlings were not well tested. The heifers 1 to 3 higher. The calves sold steady. 2 to 3 weight steers average 213 a pound. 3 to 4 weight steers 220 to 226 a pound. 4 to 5 weight steers $1.92 to 220, with 5 to 6 weight steers bringing $1.83 to $1.91. Over on the heifer side, 2 to 3 weight heifers brought $1.70 to $1.85 a pound. 3 to 4 weight heifers $1.60 to $1.91. 5 to 6 weight heifers $1.60 to $1.79. 5 to 6 weight heifers $1.53 to $1.73. 6 to 700 pounders $1.64 to $1.66. With 7 to 8 weight heifers bringing $1.62 to $1.66 last week at Tulia Livestock Auction. Well, the biggest news to affect the cattle markets here in the Texas Panhandle since we last visited last week was the announcement of a new beef packing plant coming to Amarillo. The company building it is called Producer Owned Beef LLC, and that name is what makes it unique. Executive Vice President Cassie Fish says the cattle that will be processed at this plant will be provided by cattle producers who have an ownership stake in the company.
What our structure will allow is the producer to capture that profit on the processing side and keep that money in the state of Texas and in the region, and actually to take that profit from the plant, from the processing plant, and then invest that back into the businesses that pepper the whole Texas Panhandle, from Hereford to Dimmitt to Groover and beyond Canadian. So that's the difference. It's being able to capture that additional $100 to $200 a head profit from the packing side, the processing side, and being able to benefit from that plant ownership.
It's expected that approximately 100 to 150 cattle producers will be involved as part owners, with most of them from this region.
We do have folks as far away as Hawaii and even Canada, but they are required to have the cattle fed here in eastern New Mexico or the Oklahoma Panhandle or in Texas. So they can live anywhere, but the cattle need to be fed here a minimum of 100 days on feed. So this is going to bring some cattle on feed in the state. But most of the producers are from, I would say, within a couple hundred miles.
The plant will cost $670 million to build and will feature the latest features and technology.
Energy efficiencies, the design to move people in and out of the plant, wide hallways, natural light in the welfare areas, the lunchroom areas, appearance of the building. If you've had a chance to see a picture of the rendering, this is going to have, you know, almost the feel of a high school. So we're able to bring, you know, all of that, you know, top quality air handlers so we don't have any odor issues, a really advanced wastewater treatment facility that's going to clean the water up beyond stream discharge so that we can actually farm with it. We were blessed to be awarded about 1,000 acres on the east side of Amarillo, and we intend to put in some center pivots and actually raise hay in the summer and winter crop in the winter, rye or wheat, with our water so we can basically produce forage for silage.
That's Cassie Fish, Executive Vice President of Producer-Owned Beef. The groundbreaking for the new plant expected to take place early next year. That is a look at the cattle markets for the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network. I'm Kerry Martin on 710 AM and 97.5 FM, KGNC.
Well, that's it from us here at the KGNC studios. Don't forget to catch us from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. for the Golden Spread Afternoon Edition with myself and everybody else in the building doing different headlines that are new from Difference in the Morning, different interviews, and different content lined up for you. It's a great time. If you can't catch us at 5 a.m., be sure to catch us at 6 p.m. Don't forget, we have a new episode of Pasture to Pavement, Agriculture, the Original Innovators, the podcast. Coming out tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., we're going to be talking some real estate prices and land, how things are harder to become a farmer in nowadays times, and how things are being affected by inflation, mortgage rates, interest rates, and everything else in between with Mr. Randy Dickhut, a part of the National Farmers Company out in Nebraska, talking a lot about Texas prices and that will affect farmers here in Texas. But I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off. You have a great and blessed rest of your Tuesday morning.